Section 1. What is intended by divinity as the object of Christian knowledge? Various definitions have been given of the subject by those who have treated on it. I shall not now stand to inquire which, according to the rules of art, is the most accurate definition, but shall so define or describe it as I think has the greatest tendency to convey a proper notion of it. It is that science or doctrine which comprehends all those truths and rules which concern the great business of religion. There are various kinds of arts and sciences taught and learned in the schools, which are conversant about various objects. About the works of nature in general, as philosophy. Or the visible heavens, as astronomy. Or the sea, as navigation. Or the earth, as geography. Or the body of man, as physic and anatomy. Or the soul of man, with regard to its natural powers and qualities, as logic and pneumatology. Or about human government, as politics and jurisprudence. But one science, or kind of knowledge and doctrine, is above all the rest, as it treats concerning God and the great business of religion. Divinity is not learned, as other sciences, merely by the improvement of man's natural reason, but is taught by God himself in a book full of instruction, which he hath given us for that end. This is the rule which God hath given to the world to be their guide in searching after this kind of knowledge, and is a summary of all things of this nature needful for us to know. Upon this account, divinity is rather called a doctrine than an art or science. Indeed, there is what is called natural religion. There are many truths concerning God, and our duty to him, which are evident by the light of nature. But Christian divinity, properly so called, is not evident by the light of nature. It depends on revelation. Such are our circumstances now in our fallen state, that nothing which it is needful for us to know concerning God is manifest by the light of nature, in the manner in which it is necessary for us to know it. For the knowledge of no truth in divinity is of significance to us, any otherwise than as it some way or other belongs to the gospel scheme, or as it relates to a mediator. But the light of nature teaches us no truth in this matter. Therefore it cannot be said that we come to the knowledge of any part of Christian truth by the light of nature. It is only the Word of God, contained in the Old and New Testament, which teaches us Christian divinity. This comprehends all that is taught in the Scriptures, and so all that we need know, or is to be known, concerning God and Jesus Christ, concerning our duty to God, and our happiness in God. Divinity is commonly defined, the doctrine of living to God. And by some who seem to be more accurate, the doctrine of living to God by Christ. It comprehends all Christian doctrine as they are in Jesus, and all Christian rules directing us in living to God by Christ. There is no one doctrine, no promise, no rule, but what some way or other relates to the Christian and divine life, or our living to God by Christ. They all relate to this, in two respects, namely as they tend to promote our living to God here in this world, in a life of faith and holiness, and also as they tend to bring us to a life of perfect holiness and happiness, in the full enjoyment of God hereafter.